Price of fuel, we heard from all sorts of people last week, including our Treasurer Jim Chalmers, that when the fuel excise ends at midnight tomorrow night, there shouldn't be a jump in fuel prices.
There'll be more than 700 million litres of lower excise fuel in the system when the fuel excise is reintroduced. This is 700 million reasons why the price shouldn't shoot up by the full 23 cents on the night that the excise relief ends.
Well, yeah, and he was predicting, you know, 5 or 6 days afterwards maybe an increase. Well, I was jumping up and down yesterday because driving in, I filled up for $1.49 for 91 on the way home on Friday. It was up to $1.95 yesterday. What the heck? And a lot of people said school holidays, surprise, surprise, increase in the price of fuel. So I thought it would be a good idea to have a chat to Peter Currie, spokesperson for the NRMA. And Peter is on the line. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Yeah, hope you're feeling better. You weren't too good yesterday, apparently.
Yeah, mate, bronchitis.
Oh, dear.
Fun.
All right. Well, look, thanks for your time. Okay, so I noticed a jump in, you know, 40 to 50 cents for a lot of the service stations here in Newcastle. Is there any explanation for that or good reason for that increase?
Well, we know that sometimes Newcastle does follow the Sydney cycle, but we believe that those prices should start coming down. So they should start coming down now, and hopefully by the time the excise is reintroduced to the retail price, not the wholesale price, because it goes on the 29th of September, this Thursday, to the wholesale price, but by the time it's applied to the retail price, hopefully some of those really high prices that you're talking about have come back a little bit.
Yeah, but is there any explanation for the sudden increase from, as I said, when I went home on Friday, I filled up for about $1.50 for 91, and then on Monday morning driving in, everybody was $1.95. Is that just, you know, gouging for the, you know, because it's school holidays and everybody's on the road?
No, look, I think, as I said, Newcastle has lately, its prices have tended to follow Sydney's, and Sydney has this thing that we call a price cycle, which means that you will often get prices when you get to the bottom of the cycle, and it certainly sounds like you filled up at the bottom of the cycle, it sounds like you bought petrol at below the wholesale price, which is a great price to get. But unfortunately and invariably, those prices are going to go back up. Now, they've gone back up this week. We desperately want them to start falling, and falling now.
Well, we desperately want to start falling, but we're told they're going to increase, you know, as of Thursday because the fuel excise is off.
Well, the fuel excise was always going to be reintroduced.
Yes.
It will be reintroduced on the Thursday to the wholesale price, which will then, and it should, take a bit of time to flow down to the retail price. And as the Treasurer just said in his interview, there's a lot of fueling tanks still that were bought at the reduced rate. So once that fuel is sold, service stations will then go out and buy new fuel after the 29th, restock their fuel after the 29th, and only then will we start to see those prices, those increased prices passed on to consumers. Yes, they're going to go up. They're going to go up by about 25 cents a litre, and this was always going to happen after the previous government cut the excise at the time that it did.
All right, but the Treasurer was saying maybe 5 or 6 days from midnight tomorrow night. Do you agree with that we shouldn't see an increase for about 5 or 6 days?
So the NRMA is doing a bit of analysis in this area, which we hope to have ready in the next day or two. But, yeah, that is broadly what we would expect. It depends, obviously, on where you live. I think 5 or 6 days in a lot of regional areas, it won't turn around that quickly. And also it depends on the service stations. If they're big service stations that sell through their fuel, have a lot of customers pretty quickly, then it will happen sooner. But for some of those smaller service stations, it won't happen as quickly.
All right. And we heard a fair bit from politicians in the last week and even in the last few days saying the ACCC is going to keep an eye on service stations to make sure they're gouging. But, I mean, surely they've been doing that for decades and it doesn't really have much effect, does it? I mean, the ACCC keeping an eye on fuel prices, that's about all they do, keep an eye on them.
Well, the ACCC have said on numerous occasions that they've got all the powers they need to pull oil companies in line if they're ripping motorists off. the oil companies were put on notice that the ACCC will be monitoring very closely the average prices after the 29th to make sure that service stations don't put up their prices immediately and take advantage of motorists. They've been tasked with that job. They've said they've got everything they need to be able to do that job effectively. And so we have to hold them to that word. Now, we'll also be monitoring prices pretty closely, obviously, at the end of this week and beyond. It will be pretty clear, it'll be pretty easy to tell whether or not we are being ripped off, because we will notice the pretty significant changes in average prices.
The ACCC has all the power to intervene and do things, but have they ever done it? And what do they do to bring oil companies into line?
Well, look, it's a good question. They can fine companies if they've done the wrong thing. We've seen this actually in the past, where one of the most effective tools they have is naming and shaming. And that has worked in the past, where specific companies have consistently overpriced. They've been called out, and those companies were then forced to change their behaviour. And they did. Now, it's important, Richard, to remember that there are no rules in Australia around, there's no price influence in Australia. They can charge whatever they want. It's a free market. There is no price cap set by the government. Prices are not regulated in Australia. And so in that market, and one of the reasons why we have that market in Australia is because we want to encourage competition. And it's because of that market that you were able to find a service station that was in the 140s, even though the averages were in the 150s. So what we want to be doing is encouraging more service stations to be setting prices cheaper by buying fuel from them. And that forces the more expensive service stations to put their price down.
Okay. And look, I know talking to you in the past, Peter, you've said, look, shop around. And if you haven't already done so, download one of the fuel apps, because they are pretty accurate, those fuel apps, aren't they?
Well, there's the New South Wales Government's Fuel Check website and the NRMA's app, both of which are accurate to real time for every service station in New South Wales. So.
Right.
So you can get the price of every service station, regardless of where you live in the state, in real time, before you go to fill up. And that is, we want more people finding service stations at or below the average price. And the only way you're going to do that is by doing a bit of research. If you have a tendency to fill up at the first service station you see, or if you have a tendency to fill up at the same service station every time, you're less likely to get those savings. And so we don't, as I said, the government doesn't regulate price in Australia, but in New South Wales, the oil companies are forced to share their pricing with the community in real time, and that means the community can use that information
to go out and get the best price. And look, just back to the jump that's happened here in Newcastle, given that a lot of people head north from Sydney for the school holidays, would you say that increase here is probably because of the school holidays? We've seen this sudden jump?
Well, we were looking at the Sydney and Newcastle cycles, and as I said, Newcastle and Illawarra lately have been following Sydney, and same with the Central Coast, actually. We had anticipated that the jump would happen at the end of last week and then start to come down.
Okay.
Well, it's a little bit later.
Yeah.
So today is Tuesday, and we want to see those prices falling today. So by the time of the weekend, we're hoping those prices will come back a little bit and continue to fall.
Okay, well, I hope you're right, Peter. Thank you very much for your time.
They are too high.
Yeah, well, they certainly are. Okay, thanks for your time. Hope you're feeling better too, by the way.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Good on you. Peter Currie, spokesperson for the NRMA.